A different kind of Bucky. A Winterhawk fic written by NGK's Cool and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Time is an interesting concept, mused Bucky. It could crawl lazily, progress slowly, each second dragging on for eons, or it could pass in a blur. Most of his adult life, Bucky had wanted time to run faster, to skip until he reached a happy end. But now, when he managed to get there, at least the happy part, he hoped that the end was far away. He wanted time to stand still. After all, what could be better than a cuddle under the blanket with the love of his life? Sadly, that person was now trying to leave the bed and take all the warmth with him. Come on, dude, we gotta get there in time to snag closed seats. The hearing aids can't cope with all the kids' noise. Bucky knew all about the noise kids could make. He'd been one of them, wearing the Graga with the strength of a 7-year-old boy. But he hadn't participated in the reading of the Megillah since because of the war, then because he was brainwashed, and now... Now there was no reason that Bucky Barnes, a mighty warrior who had faced many dangers, would be scared to visit a synagogue and spend an evening with his community. "What if they don't welcome me?" he asked in a small voice, face buried under a blanket. "Why wouldn't they?" Clint asked gently, wanting to understand his partner better. Clint knew better than to ignore or belittle his partner's fears. He hadn't always understood them, but it did not make them less important or valid. Bucky grunted in frustration. "Because of all the things I've done and what was done to me," he mumbled and waved his metal arm to prove his point. Clint resumed cuddling. Supporting Bucky was more important than reading the Megillah, though he hoped there would still be some Hamantaschen left when they got there. "You did terrible things, yes, and now you do good ones. What do the kids at the school you volunteer every week think about you?" Bucky lifted his head, revealing a troubled face. "They like me." "Who wouldn't?" Clint laughed and kissed Bucky's cheek lightly. "How about we go, and whenever you want to go, we'll leave right away. That okay?" Now it was Bucky's turn to kiss his partner before he jumped out of bed. "Come on, the porridge spiel is waiting."